around. United takes the town. About to check outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Hello, buddy. Welcome to the program. 102, make it 103 here on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Scott Hastings, seat of power today. We got 3 hours to be with you. 4 o'clock, the drive comes up at that time. Feel free to fix the sandwich. 303-228-1043 is the telephone number, 29588. Our total beverage text line. We got Facebook. We got face backwards down here. We're gonna do the show entirely face backwards today. Then we have Facebook stuff, and we got Twitter stuff, and I'll let DeHuff in his announcer voice tell you what you got to do to sign on that. Let me line up the show and tell you what's going to go on today. We get into some Broncos stuff a little bit if we want to. The Avs are taking on Chicago in Chicago. They just beat Chicago 7-5 the other night. They're in a back-to-back, so they're playing in Chicago tonight. We can maybe get into that a little bit. Andrew Feinstein from the DenverStiffs.com will join us here in this first hour. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on with all the trade rumors. Al Harrington, the Nuggets forward, acquisition free agent, got some stuff going on during the holidays. He's going to be actually in studio, so we'll talk with him. We're going to have George Carl was going to be on the show today also, but had to cancel, so we'll talk about that. We'll hook up with him soon, some later. We got our stuff in. We got Charles Barkley. We're going to try to get on. We got Chris Broussard from, who's he with? ESPN.com. It's ESPN or something like that. We may get Chris Broussard on also. A lot of stuff going on. And here's what I got to talk about. And listen, we got all sorts of sports put things, and you guys got comments you want to do, and feel free to throw this in there. I'm going to talk mostly and primarily today. We've been getting calls and texts, people want to do this. Primarily about the Nuggets, and I'm going to be as forthright as I possibly can on how I feel. I'll say this, I don't know anything. I don't have any inside information. I have gut feelings. I have talked to people, and so I'm intelligent enough sometimes to try to put feelings together to words heard and so on and so forth, and figure out that maybe something happens or will happen or might happen. I'll get into and tell you how I felt all along. I'll tell you how I feel now. So we're going to do primarily a lot of Nugget stuff today. We'll get into some other stuff too. Won't throw any of that stuff away. But we really haven't dedicated time. And today is an important day. Today is December 15th. And here's why it's important. Today becomes the real day. The deadline is, what is it, the 24th of February, something like that. Or it's like 30-some days. I don't know. I don't care. I really don't pay attention to that stuff. But it's 3-4 weeks, 5 weeks away. But today was a day, all those free agent signings, all those signings that happened during the summertime places, these people are now eligible to be traded. So now it opens up a whole brand new pool of people that possibly could be thrown in to possible trades. Al Harrington, who's going to be in, would now be eligible, as I understand it. As I understand it, Al Harrington would now be eligible to be traded. I believe that's how it works. So today was always a big day, and for all those people who thought things were going to happen, nothing was going to happen in any kind of trades really before today anyway. It's why all the rumors of trades going down yesterday, you know, said what's going to happen today. So I'll give you some of my opinions, what's going to go on. We'll talk to different people, get their opinions, what's going to go on. But I got to take some people to task. And listen, I'm... If anybody really out there knows me and listens to me, I mean, yeah, you got to have an ego to do this thing, but I don't, you know, and I don't think I'm stupid, but I don't think I'm the smartest guy. I know I'm not always right, but I think when I have a conviction towards something, I think I know. When I've been involved with something long enough, I think I probably know more than some. I've been doing radio a lot of time, a lot of years. I still don't consider myself a part of the media. I still look at this as kind of information and entertainment. I used to joke the three E's of radio. Educate, entertain, and info. And that's the way I feel. But we've turned into a whole new society. And listen, everybody's on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. You can follow me at Scott Hastings. At Scott Hastings. I'm on Facebook, too. You can hook me up and sign me on Facebook. You can find me there. You can find the station, the fan, the 104.3 on both. You can do all, I mean, it's a, what's it called? The mass media, the multimedia, all this social media that we got going. We have blogs. We have, you know, all this stuff. And I'm not trying to come off as some old dude because I'm on this stuff. I do all this stuff. It's the biggest pile of BS crap that's probably ever been constituted and put upon American society ever. Does it have, you know, wonderful possibilities and great intent? Absolutely. It's kind of like yesterday. I was talking to an NBA official, an NBA executive yesterday. And I said, you know what? The rules that they got, the taunting rule, the technical, the unsportsmanlike, the disrespect of the game technical that they're calling on guys whenever you get a foul on them, and the old Kobe Bryant was chasing you around and upset and was mad and blah, blah, blah. And now they got technical. You do that, they're giving technicals. A lot of people getting technicals, people are upset about it. I said, you know, to this executive guy, I said, that's on the premise of it is good because people are tired of people bitching all the time. People are tired of watching the NBA. One of the things that people have gotten sick of the NBA is the players bitching on every call. It's great to try to stop that. I think it's wonderful. And you've got to try something. But now you're putting it in the hands of guys that may like one guy, may not like another, and you're putting in human error and discretion involved in it. And now it becomes questionable. I watched a guy, you know, turn around and say, man, come on. Boom, technical. Unsportsmanlike, detriment to the game, disrespect to the game, whatever the crap they called the technical foul. And then I watched another guy get mad, shove a guy, throw an elbow, and get nothing. Well, I don't understand. I don't understand that stuff. So on the premise of it, it's a great idea because you need to clean that up. How you go about doing it, I'm not sure. Going back to this stuff now, the Facebook and the Twitter and all this stuff, social media is wonderful and the stand, the connection, and boom, 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 and be funny and throw out good stuff. And, hey, I'm following Tosh.0, and he's going to be appearing in Denver on this day, and we can go over here, and I'm following old friends, and they're telling me where they're at and their kids' pictures, and it's wonderful stuff. It is now turned into, which is what drives me crazy, a source of information. There is no editors involved. There is no credibility involved. There's no. Back in the day, I remember the newspaper. And before things were supposed to get in the newspaper or used to be on TV, Channel 9, hello, Channel 9, before they used to be able to go on, you had sources confirmed and you had to have multiple sources. You have to have this, and then you put the story in. Here's what I'm hearing. And my two sources. Now, sidebar, this unnamed source guy, I wish somebody would just paint a picture of him and hang him on a billboard. I'm getting tired, whether it's news or sports, and my unnamed source guy is unbelievable. Drives me a little bit crazy. You know. Sometimes I understand, and I've done it too, only because I want the guy to keep giving me information. I understand that. I understand it, but it still drives you crazy. We have turned blogs and tweets and twits into these people that know. I'll talk to Andrew today. Andrew Feinstein is going to be on this program. DenverStiffs.com. He started off his webpage, I believe, was FireGeorgeCarl.com. Now, I like Andrew. He's a nice guy, and he's got good information. He in his blog today, one of his things, he took the task, the 70s night at the station at the Pepsi Center last night, and wants the people that run all the in stadium entertainment to start being better. I think he has a point there. And we'll talk about this because I know that they can be used, but people who use just this as their source. People who says, you know, I was reading this blog. It's a great place to get information from. You know, all the stuff you want to know about the CBAs and the NBAs and the NHLs and the NFLs. You're right here. They're usually pretty accurate. Pretty accurate? Pretty accurate? What do we sell for pretty accurate? And here's my problem. Channel 9, I guess, reports last night before the game unnamed sources, this trade is a done deal. Now, I'll get into it, and we'll discuss a trade, and I can give you a shortcut to it. Now, do I think something's going to happen sooner rather than later? Yes. I don't know. Just a feeling I have. But now we have a news agency going on Yahoo.com blogger such and such inside whatever guy is reporting. We've got Chris Sheridan saying, I talked to Mello, who said that, and then it comes out, well, Mello never said it. Well, it wasn't Mello, but it was sources. And so it wasn't Mello who said, but now he's tweeting, it was, trust me, this is going to happen. Trading, he's not going to sign unless he goes to New York. I got sources. You don't want to be accurate. I mean, Channel 9, before the game last night, Mello was done. The trade's a done deal. It was going to happen today. So now does Channel 9 come on and say, well, it was wrong. Channel 7 picked it up after the game. Lionel, who I like very much, Brandon, and I watched his broadcast after the game. He talked about it too. Now, Lionel did a good job saying, this is what is being said. There's no confirmation. This is not a done deal. Here's what it looks like. Troy Murphy, the young kid, tall kid, two first-round picks, beam and boom, coming to Denver. Carmelo's gone. He at least qualified it. But none of the trades happened. According to, I'm just worried of where we're getting information from and how all of a sudden they become credible sources, and what are we doing? I mean, I've got a problem with ESPN and how much they throw crap up there all the time also and dramatize everything. I mean, the Heisman Trophy used to be fun to watch. Now it's, let's be honest. Anybody watched the Heisman Trophy thing the other day? You know, only thing was missing was LeBron. Should have had LeBron going to Miami on that thing. It was the only thing, the Heisman Trophy thing. So anyway, I had an issue with that. I want to know where you're getting your information. Where do you want your source of information? And anymore, people want this. People in my industry, this industry here, this talk radio, TV, social media industry that we are in right now, they don't care if the story's right. They just want to be first. I'll be honest, because maybe that's what you guys want out there too. Maybe as sports fans, that's what you guys want. Do you want information correct, or do you want it first? Because I'll throw out the trade. Hey, there's going to be some big trades this year. Hey, I said it first. Hey, Scott was right. You know, Scott was saying there's going to be some big trades. First or right? Go to our webpage. Is it on our webpage? Ryan, on our homepage? Where's our homepage? On 1043thefan.com? You can vote on our poll. Is it sponsored by some? I don't know this stuff. I don't care about this stuff. This is part of the social media crap that I've got to promote here on this show. On 1043thefan.com, go to that, which is our homepage. Is it the Mike and Scott homepage or the 1043 The Fan homepage?
You're so stupid.
Are you guys going to answer me? We're live on the air. You guys are back there with your fingers up your cans.
Yeah, it is up my can. It's way up there,
yeah,
Scott. Thank
so
you for addressing that.
Tell me how my tastes.
Very good.
It's going to be on the, I believe it's on the homepage, and I believe you can also access it on the Mike and Scott page.
Right.
Located
social
on
social media. Those are social media things too, right?
Indeed, Scott, they are.
And so what does the poll say for everybody out there? We want them to vote.
I don't have it. You wrote it.
All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what that poll is going to be.
Dude.
Andrew Feinstein from DenverStiffs.com will be on the program. Al Harrington will join us as well. And Nuggets, we'll talk about rumors. What do you guys want to see happen? What do you want to the Nuggets to do? One of the best games they played last night, they beat Orlando 111-94. Without Chauncey Billups, so we'll talk about that as well. Where do you want him to go? What should happen next? That's coming ahead here on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here on the big show, DenverStiffs.com. Guy you've heard with Sandy a number of times. Start off with let me find it. Start off, I think the blog was, or I don't even know what these things are called, but I think the blog was initially called FireGeorgeCarl.com, and then he got nice, he met George, and George, he liked George, and now it's DenverStiffs.com. Andrew Feinstein joins us. Andrew, Scott Hastings, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Scott, great to talk to you.
Okay, now real fast, because I told everybody I was going to take you to task a little bit, only from the sense of information. And I'll tell you where what I said, kind of, if you weren't listening, and where I stand. It's bothering me now that these media outlets that we're supposed to trust, and I'm getting questions asked to me through Twitter and all these different social outlets that we have now. Before the game, hey, is Melo gone? Channel 9 saying Melo's gone. Then, you know, the post game is doing it. And all this stuff they're getting is from people like you, blogs, other Twitter accounts, and stuff like that. When did all of a sudden the sources of information for our, I don't even know what the regular media is called anymore, become like it is? I mean, do you agree with that's starting
to
happen?
I don't know if you're being completely fair. I can only speak for what we do at Denver Stiffs, and I mean this with all sincerity. Our job at Denver Stiffs is to opine on the news as it is presented from news sources. I am not in that locker room. I don't have, you know, Masai Ujiri's cell phone number. I'm not going to break a story, and neither is Nate Timmons or Jeff Morton, who writes on the site, with me. Our job is to give the fans' perspective and the fans' opinion on the news. Now, if guys like Chris Sheridan out of ESPN or some of these other, you know, quote-unquote reporters are manufacturing news, that's a different issue. But as far as how we take a stance at Denver Stiffs, our job is to opine on the news, not fake, create, or make the news.
So do you feel like, so good. So this is, I'm learning something right here. So people like you in Denver Stiffs, and it's an entertaining blog. You guys send it to me, and I read all day. I thought you were right on last night, except for the Sugar Hill Gang comment, who everybody who knows anything about the first rap group ever in the world, it was the Sugar Hill Gang. But anyway, I read it for entertainment. So help me here. Are more people doing what you do, are supposed to do like this, are supposed to just, okay, here's the news, Melo's going to be traded, here's our opinion on this trade? That's what you guys do.
Well, here's a problem with sports blogging in general. So the lines are being, which I think is what you're alerting.
Yeah, exactly, because I don't know what the lines are.
The lines are being blurred, and we now, Denver Stiffs is now part of a broader network called Sports Bloggers Nation. And a lot of our colleagues have actually become credentialed reporters, and they are in those locker rooms. Now, we don't get credentials. The Nuggets only let me in the building when I pay for tickets, okay? So we're not going to be breaking stories. So when you're coming to Denver Stiffs, you're not coming to Denver Stiffs to find out, you know, who Carmelo got traded to or who he might get traded to. You come to Denver Stiffs to read our opinion on what might happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a very important distinction. But that doesn't go for all blogs. And what's happened is to compete with blogs, and I do think this is a negative, Scott, because I am part of the old school world where when you report on something, you better have a darn good source to back it up.
Thank you.
And I think what's happened is out of trying to compete with blogs, a lot of these news outlets, like we saw on Channel 7 last night, have resorted to what I would call irresponsible journalism. And I don't necessarily think that's bloggers' fault. That's everybody's fault.
Well, and Andrew Feinstein is with us from DenverStiffs.com. I got a tweet that Channel 9 had done it before the game. I saw Channel 7 do it after. I give Lionel credit from this, and he kept saying, this has not happened yet, but this is what we're hearing, which is kind of interesting, given an opinion on that, and it becomes more of, like you said, opining a trade possibility as opposed to giving the true facts on a trade like this. When you see stuff like this going on, and I appreciate your opinion, I'm glad you clear this up for me, because I don't know. I'm thinking every blog out there, everyone I seem to read, maybe, and I'll give you guys credit, the other blogs I read, everybody's trying to break stories. And my thing is this. I don't care who's first. I want to know who's right. Does that make sense? And we've gotten past that. We've gotten away from that.
I completely agree. And, you know, we don't care. We're not even in a position to be first, and we don't care either, you know. Again, our readers, they want to know what myself and my co-writers have to say from the fans' perspective on these things because – And frankly, the Nuggets are a very undercovered team. You know, we have one newspaper in this market, and those guys do a heck of a job, and we're friends with those guys. But the Nuggets are an undercovered team. There's not a lot of Nuggets coverage, so we fill that gap, but it is not our job to break the news.
All right, so give me this in opine for me then. You heard all the rumors. You were at the game last night. You heard that there was going to be a trade, you know, for what the Nets were going to do this with this and a three-person trade in Houston and in L.A., and they're going to end up getting four picks. Your thoughts quickly on that trade rumor. Is there validity to it, in your opinion? Is that good for the Nuggets?
You know, Scott, just like you said a few minutes ago on the broadcast when you kicked things off this afternoon, I know, I think, as much as you know. I mean, so all I can tell you is opine on what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that there's a possible deal. I'm assuming that Troy Murphy's expiring contract would be involved just to make the dollars work. I'm assuming Derek Favors is involved, and I'm assuming it's between 2 and 4 first-round picks to sweeten the deal. My understanding, again, just from what I've read and reading between the lines and so forth, it sounds like the Nuggets and the Nets might have a deal in principle, but Carmelo hasn't signed off on it yet. So if you're the Nets, do you pull the trigger anyway and hope that you convince him to stay over the next couple of months, or do you refuse to pull the trigger until Melo signs that extension? And maybe that's where we're at today. I'm not sure.
Well, and if Chris Sheridan is right, which he's still sticking by, he went from Melo said it to now it was sources told him, which I find is really interesting, and yet ESPN still has him employed. but that he'll only sign the extension with New York. Why would anybody want to make a deal? Why would New York want to make a deal?
I know. Well, New York may want to make a deal because, you know, they can get him there sooner than later. You're saying, Scott, that maybe New York would just want to wait until the season wraps up?
They're playing pretty good right now.
They are playing pretty good right now, but I'm sure Carmelo wants a deal now because he wants his money. So I think that's why New York probably wants to get a deal. Scott, did you happen to read Peter Vesey's column the other day excoriating Sheridan?
No, I did not. I will look for what to say.
Well, it reminded me of something that you'll remember. You remember, you did some TNT work back in the day, if memory serves.
Right.
And I remember you broke a story because you were there. I think you were in the Hawks war room or something. And Peter Vesey basically made something up on the air, and you corrected him on the air.
You know what it was? It was the trade with Stephen Marbury getting picked by somebody, and I don't even remember who it was, New York or whatever, but being traded right away to Minnesota.
Right.
And my coach, who was in the war room in Minnesota, basically my buddy, called me and told me what they just did. Vesey was wrong. I came out and did it, and Vesey kind of killed me on the air. And I'm good friends with Peter. I mean, Peter and I are buddies, but, yeah, I did break that.
Well, so I remember that because I was an intern at Turner Sports at the time, and it was Randy Whitman who was the coach, right?
I'm not giving my sources.
And anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is that Vesey basically called out Sheridan for making things up, but in his own column admitted that he has done the same thing in the past. So I don't know who to believe anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Macro point.
All right, it's DenverStiffs.com. Go and check it out. They opine at DenverStiffs.com. They don't break news. They opine on news right there.
That's correct.
That's right. And it was me that the name JR, the one-man comeback.
Well, I corrected that in the column today. My apologies. Marlo just says it more than you do. So.
Yeah. Well, he steals all my best lines.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Yes, no. I mean, he does that one too. Andrew, thank you, my friend. Thanks for clearing that up for me.
All right, Scott. Anytime. Have a great show today.
Appreciate it. Thank you. That's Andrew Feinstein. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back. Where do you get your news? We'll tell you. You can go to our homepage. We'll tell you how to do that. Where do you get your news for sports? Where is your source for news? Because like Andrew Feinstein just said on Denver Stiffs, that's what we do here. We opine. We're a talk show. It's opinion. Are we news? We'll come back. We'll talk about it here in just a second on 104.3 The Fan.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
This from Glee, guys. You guys download this from Glee.
Yeah, I got your iPod, so I just plugged it in.
No, you don't have my iPod. Let's don't play that game today. Let's don't lie.
What?
We're talking about
what?
Truth and reporting, and there you just lied.
Oh, I'm glad you made that connection.
Did you cut your eyebrows the other day?
No, I did not, Scott.
Did you ask your wife if they were too bushy?
I did, and she's all, well, yeah, that's just the way you look. I was like, thanks. Apparently, I've known my wife for like 12 years, and apparently I'm a big hairy beast. Thanks. Thanks a bunch. And everybody knows it.
Hey, our total beverage text line 29588. And by the way, as it stands right now, we have tickets to give away to the Mellow Lead Denver Nuggets. That's going to be tomorrow. The San Antonio Spurs, who are just playing unbelievable. It's going to be a later game, 8:30. start at the Pep Center. It's also the Guys Night Out, KeyBank Guys Night Out. So if you had a buddy who wanted to go see San Antonio, Denver tomorrow night, purchase two tickets, get two beers, two Guys Night Out t-shirts. Starts at $49 with that right there. You can get on nuggets.com and check that out. Should be pretty good. Let me read some of the texts. Scott, assuming Melo's gone, will that just open the door for JR to jack up even more crazy shots than normal? Without Melo's presence, I see JR being a black hole. You know, it's really funny. I was talking with a buddy of mine, Doc Rivers, who's the head coach of the Boston Celtics, and they kind of got a list they do with their coaches. They call it the scare us, scare you team. And they say JR is one of those guys. He says, man, when he's on fire, he scares the hell out of us. But he goes, I know there's time he's scaring the hell out of you guys too. So he starts the whole team. I was laughing because I thought it was kind of funny. He didn't tell me who else is on. Well, I tell you, he also told me the Robinson guy on the Knicks team was on his too. Scares us, scares you kind of guy. JR has the ability, did it last night, has the ability where a couple plays, you're like, dude, what are you doing? And then he comes back, hits a couple threes, makes two great hustle plays on some offensive rebounds that were phenomenal. I mean, the ability that he has is crazy. And to be honest with you, since he kind of went in the doghouse, I think he's been more good than bad overall. A lot of potential there. And a big year for JR, too. So let's hope he figures that out. And the answer I have for that, I don't know. The right answer is always better than the quick answer. Live, love, laugh. Hasty's on fire like the token elderly speech at every wedding you've ever been to. I'm like the old guy that speaks at the back of the, you know, then Cindy Lou when she was a little girl. Scott, the tweet from Denver Channel said it was done. They've since deleted it. I guess you can do that, so you can send out a tweet and there's a, oh, my. So basically when you delete a tweet of information that was incorrect, that's basically that's the chest pat. So like if we fire out a tweet and say, you know, blah, 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 whatever, Scott DeHuff just pierced his ears, but he really didn't. Then we just delete it. So that's our bad.
That's my oopsie. Sorry.
Yeah. So if you delete it, that's your chest pound. Okay. Big Tom writes, Scott, every time the media says something, it usually comes out true. The pro or team just doesn't want to be embarrassed, so they deny it. Big Tom. That's the other thing. These bloggers and some of these tweet guys and these are they media? Like people consider me in the media. I don't want to be in the media. I'm not media because to me, media there's a different standards. You got to be unbiased in the media. You're supposed to be unbiased in the media. I'm going to be biased. So I don't want to be a media thing. Bring in the hard-nosed, defensive-minded players, and let's be the thuggets. Please put me down for actual facts, because the truth will set us free. Sign the masked bandit. P.S. Wiki is on his way. News conference at 3. Scott, unverified news reports are IMHO worse for a station than straight-up yellow journalism. I've had friends that have lost their jobs due to such poor reporting, and it truly sickens me. I really like Gallo and Randolph. Why were the Nuggets high on Randolph and now have tempered their interest because D'Antoni won't play him? Randolph's with Memphis now. Zach Randolph. Do you like either Scotty? Zach Randolph is in Memphis now. I'd love to see Denver get several draft picks for Melo. We won't be much worse without him. Al can pick up more scoring. It's obvious we will not win a title with Melo. I see Melo as another Glenn Robinson. Great offense, but not enough defense or heart to carry the load. Chasing to Commerce City. And see if we can trade Kmart for an extra beer vendor because he's been the reason we can never improve. I got to be honest. All right, hey, let's take a quick break. Come back. 303-228-1043. What do you want to happen? Where do you want this thing to go? Are you ready for it now as opposed to later? I'll come back and I'll tell you how I felt they should do all along. Now, if anybody watched the game last night and they beat Orlando, who's a pretty good team, beat Orlando last night 111-94. I thought it was the best win they've had all year. And I know they beat the Lakers earlier in the year, but that was a good, gutty win last night. I want that Melo here for the rest of the year. That Melo that got 34 points in the, 11, 12, 13 rebounds, whatever it was, and shot way over, 14 of 21. I want that guy here all for the rest of his career. The guy that was in Charlotte, you know, maybe let's hurry up and do something. What are your thoughts on? We'll come back. We'll talk about 303-228-1043. You listen to Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Eileen is trying to come on, Eileen. Julie Brownman works at Altitude Sports in Ears Name. That's her middle name. But she used to produce our show. She used to produce our radio show. We call her Eileen. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you drink too many beers a night, they couldn't call it, they call me that too. Hey, there goes Eileen. hey, I had one run. Oh, Pine. We had Andrew Feinstein on a while ago, and he goes, you know, our job here at DenverStiffs.com is to opine the news. Which is kind of what ours is. Ours, we opine stuff that we hear on the program. And the guy goes, opine? Isn't that what Pinocchio says when he's polishing his wood? Opine, opine, opine. See, now I think that's funny. That was a creative, funny guy. No one cares. Let's go to the phone lines, 303-228-1043, The Fan. And we start with Johnny, you're on the show. How you doing, Johnny?
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
How
you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. This Carmelo Anthony, the thing that sticks out in my mind, Scott, is last year when the Nuggets lost to the Jazz in the playoffs, I don't know what game it was, and he gave his post-game interview, and all I heard from him was, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and if I have to do this, everything was I. And I go back to 1983 when the Celtics got blown out from the Lakers, and Larry Bird made his infamous remarks, if such like, to the allure to the fact that if we continue to play like sissies, if we don't get five hard trams, we are going to have a short playoff season. Everything with Larry Bird was we. With Carmelo Anthony, it was I. You're not that good, Carmelo. Good luck in New York.
All right, well. Dude, Rock him! Johnny, nice. We come in there. Good luck in New York. You know, it's not like he used to be a Knicks fan. I will say this. It's a different era, and it's a different group of things, and I'm not going to go in and be the elderly guy at the wedding again speaking, although I'm 50. But, I mean, dude, it's just different.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Larry Bird knew he wasn't going anywhere. Larry Bird wanted to stay and finish his career as a basketball player at Boston. Won championships there. It was about team. It used to be. In fact, I remember having a speech one day on the year I was with the Pistons. And some people can remember those teams. Some don't remember those teams. I put those teams up today against any team that wins an NBA championship. But I remember one year, it was on the back-to-back year, a couple of guys was in a free agent, and they were struggling a little bit. And they were worried because they were going to be free agents. And I remember the leaders of the team stopped. We had a team meeting, came in and said, guys, listen, we win, then we get paid. Win and get paid. That's the way it used to be. Larry Bird said, win and everything gets taken care of. Nowadays, and I'm not just using this scenario here, but in sports today, whether it's football or basketball or baseball, it's pay me, man, now let's try to win something. I mean, why does LeBron and Wade and Bosh decide to team up? I mean, they got paid. They got their free agent stuff. Now let's go try to figure out something to win. Weren't going to do it on their own. Weren't going to try to make people around them better. That's another staple of how things are different. The Johnny Unitas, the John Elways, the Dan Marinos, were wanting to make people around them better. Nowadays, you know, okay, let's go the easy way. We've created it. Hey, listen, people in my age and people older than me, the ones that are the parents and stuff like this, the kids are the superstar now, we created it. It's our fault. Go get yours. Take care of you. A team? Is there any team sports left anymore? Other than high school? That's why I love high school. I probably went to, 12, 13 high school games this year. They ain't playing for nothing. They ain't playing for contracts. A couple of them might get the chance to go to college. Might be Division III, might be Division II, might be junior college. A few handful of lucky ones here in the state will go to Division I. But for the most part, I mean, you got kids. I watched kids lose in the playoffs, and they cried. They had tears in their eyes. And they weren't crying because they weren't going to get paid or the contracts weren't coming or the shoe endorsement was going to go away because a guy dropped a ball. They were crying because it was the last time they might ever get to play football. That they felt a part of something that was bigger than themselves. Nowadays, everybody thinks they're bigger than their sport. Shannon Sharpe's greatest quote that he's ever had coming on our show, and he has millions of great quotes. T.O. finally understood it. We can debate that. That it ain't his ball. That he's not just going to be able to take the ball and go somewhere else. That he don't own the ball. He said Randy Moss has got to learn that. He don't own the ball. That's what's wrong. That's what's going on right now. Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on the program. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good. Scott, what's up?
What's up, man?
I have a question about Melo. You were just talking about, like, it's not like a team effort anymore. What if Melo decides to stay in Denver? What if the Nuggets go on, like, a big winning streak and they're a big threat in the NBA? What if Melo stays then? Do you think he would?
Well, see, I don't know. My whole opinion, and I don't know if you heard me say this, but Matt, thanks for the call. Listen and keep listening. I said this all along. When all this first started, when the season started, I said play him. Get as much out of him as you possibly can. You know, see if you can win. See if you get a couple breaks here and there. You've beaten the Lakers, one of the best teams in the West. You got San Antonio tomorrow if you can beat them. You know, you've beaten Dallas. You know, you've beaten some of the best teams already. You beat Orlando. You know, so you're a pretty good team that you have the capability of doing that stuff. So let's just play it out. But if it gets to where the game is not fun to watch, if it gets to where the team is breaking up inside because all they're doing is getting worn out, and you realize you're not going to go anywhere, maybe you do make a change. But the Melo I saw last night, and if you're a Denver Nuggets fan or even a basketball fan, you don't even have to like the Nuggets, but if you watch the game, the Melo you saw last night is why teams want to trade for this guy, bring him to their town, give up a bunch of draft picks and young players because they like that. That's the guy they want. Well, I want that guy too. I mean, Melo's game last night, 14 of 21, 34 points, 11 rebounds. Serious? I mean, they didn't have any answer for that. Orlando, in fact, I remember talking to Marlo during the break. Marlo said, dang, Orlando ought to get this for Melo because they don't have any forwards. Melo just chewed him up. But then the guy that doesn't, as George talks about, getting this, the ball's getting stickier and it's doing this, and the guy that's going 5 for 18 or 6 for 21 with 23 points, and the team loses, 12 assists. The guy we saw in game 6, forget the first 5 games of the playoffs last year, I thought he was great. He was trying to put that team on his back. When it looked like it was inevitable, game 6, he had a tough game. I want the game 1 through 5 Melo all the time. But then it comes, you know, for the team, you've got to come to the decision, you know, okay, is it time? Is it time to rebuild? Can I rebuild with enough picks and enough young players, play basketball the right way? And here's what I want to talk about. And I've talked about all the measuring and this, and we're looking for the super stud athlete and the guy that can is the combine, you know, stud. What, and looking at the Broncos going, you know, they're 3-10 and there's really no future right now. There's no future. You know, I mean, there's nothing I can sit there and hang my hat on and say, oh, at least they got... No, they don't. They got nothing. Whatever happened about us as fans, just we just want to see it done the right way. Just do it the right way. Play the game the right way. And let us see that you care. See, I think the part of the NBA, as I told you, I was talking with an NBA executive yesterday, and part of the thing they're trying to do is help the image. Because there's and I've had your texts, and we've talked to you guys on the show. Some of you people can't stand the NBA because the refs don't do it the right way, and players are selfish, and blah, blah, blah. Just do it the right way. Refs, why do you need a rule book that's 300 pages thick? You need like 3 pages of rules. Can't touch a guy when he's got the ball. You know, can't move without a pivot. I mean, it's pretty simple. Why have we made it so hard? Just to do it the right way. I guarantee if you've watched a sporting event recently and just walked away and said, wow, that was awesome. I bet if you be honest with yourself and look back and go, wow, you know what? Those guys are playing the right way. I saw some heart out there. Tackling was precise. The passing was great. The back of the screen, the unselfishness. I think that's how they invented it. That's why they played that game. Dan and John, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. 90 seconds. Update coming your way, and then we'll get back right to it. Don't forget, the Nuggets scored 110 points last night. That means today, as soon as our show's over, between 4 and 6, you get 4 tacos for $1 when you purchase a drink. So listen to our show, 4 o'clock. Go find a participating Taco Bell. Go tell them Scott sent you. Roll down the window and say, hey, I want that Denver Nuggets deal. I want that Nug deal right now. Give it to me. Go check them out. All right, we'll take a quick break. Dan and John, 90 seconds. We're coming back to you here on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.